The conference will now begin.
Okay. Shalom Aleichem. Which Gershon is that? We have American or Israeli? No? Who is that over there? Not answering. Okay. Oh, thank you. Shalom Aleichem. Okay. If you're gonna join us every day, you should get this version. You wanna pick up a copy? To hand deliver a copy of a Kutei Lachas? Yeah, I'll do it for you.
It'd be an honor.
All right. Okay. Here we go, Chavra. Let's go. Because today, Mit Hashem, we're gonna finish up the Hagdomah to this halacha, which is the Torah of Inachim that we've been discussing very quickly. Rabbi Nosson, as we've discussed, Rabbi Nosson is always basing his halachas, his Torah, off of one of the Torahs of Rabbi Nachman. This is Torah Samach Beis, and he reviews the Torah. He always gives like bullet points to try to jog your memory, because of course, obviously, we've seen all the Likutei Moran before starting the Likutei Halachos. He just gives us a few points that we have to know. So sometimes it's understandable. Sometimes you're supposed to look up the Torah. Today we're gonna use. You'll see a lot of the BRI edition that we use. They fill in a lot of the gaps, because today it's very hard to understand what Rabbi Nosson is bringing from Rabbi Nachman if we haven't seen the Torah inside. So on page 107, we're finishing up Osalot here. Vizehu. Let's just jump into it. We're discussing, of course, the Sugi Vamuna. The Zohar says, Lenta Shapirsa Deles La'in. This is in reference to they translate, the beautiful maiden who has no eyes. The Zohar says, the beautiful maiden who has no eyes. Nafkas Bitsafa Viskasi Biyamam. She starts off in the morning revealed. Nafkas, she comes out in the morning, she's revealed, it's open, it's clear. Viskasi Biyamam, she becomes covered. Viskasi is a lesson of covering throughout the day. So Rabbi Nosson explains, Ki ha'emunah mischadesh eitz aladim chaboker. Every single morning, when a person wakes up, there's a new emunah in his life. Bechinas. What did the pasuk say? It's the source of moda'ani. The pasuk says, Chadoshim labekarim rabo emunasecha. That's the pasuk in Eicha, which is the source for moda'ani. Chadoshim labekarim. Because the mornings are new. Rabbi Munasech, how great our Muna is in you. That's the understanding of the Pasuk. Rabbi Munasech, Modani Fanech, Melech Chavik Hamshech, Hazarite Binishmach, Bechemla. Rabbi Munasech, it's talking about Klais, or how our Muna, we have a Muna in Kodesh Baruch, we're giving back our morning, a new day, a fresh start. However, look at the note 28 in the book Eich on the bottom, in the BRI edition that we use, page 107, on the bottom, note 28. In the book Eicha, your emunah is great. Refers to Hashem's faithfulness. That we trust in Hashem and He's going to give back on Hashem every single day. Rabbi Nachman, though, reads this as referring to a person's faith. To his emunah that emerges anew each morning. Each morning, it's a new start. Doesn't matter what happened yesterday. You're alive today. You're given another shot. Full emunah in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because when you wake up in the morning, how could you not have 100% of Muna in the Ribbono Shel Olam? You were dead. The past few hours, depending on how many hours you sleep, 5 to 8, sometimes 4 to 8, depending on, you know, how it is with the kids at night, you're dead. You're sleeping. You're 1/60th of Misa. Your mind's not working. Yeah, there's some blood flowing through your body, but you're not really there. And then you wake up in the morning, fresh start, and the Neshama comes back in. How could you not have Muna? When you say that in the morning, you're at 100% Muna. Especially if you say with a little Kavana. You need a little Kavana. You're at 100% Muna. With Bona Shalom, I believe in you. You're going to give back my Neshama. That's it. That's all you got for today. If you would just end the day right there, we would win the day. However, we know what happens throughout the day. Things happen. Lots of things happen. We'll discuss that in a minute. So this pasuk of Nachman refers to our emunah, our strength of emunah, that emerges anew each morning, having been strengthened and made great by his nighttime devotion. Especially a person who davens, he says Kriyat Shema Mitzvah properly, he goes to sleep like we discussed earlier in the Sagdama, or maybe it was last Torah and last Halacha, that a person goes to sleep thinking, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to say Modani strong. To wake up in the morning like an Ari, like a lion. So Rabbi Nachman goes on, he says, so the Zohar says that this maiden, the Malchus, the Shechina, the Muna, comes out each morning fresh, full, revealed. We have full of Muna. However, what happens, Miskasi Abimam, but during the day she becomes covered. Mechamas Tirdas Iske Ha'olam Miskasi Muna. But unfortunately, through the burdens of the day, she becomes covered. The Muna goes away. That beginning of Moda'ani, Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no question, it's 1,000,000%, you gave me back my neshama. Throughout the day, as there's work and there's business and there's conversations and there's relationships and things happen, slowly but surely, unfortunately, sometimes our emunah becomes a little bit smaller. We don't see their bonus on as much. Let's read. I want to just read here, page 108. I want to read the English translation because they add a lot here. Page 108, if you have it, I'll read it. There's also we need to engage in the tikkun of emunah by drawing this, by the spiritually distant towards holiness. Right? Rabbi Nachman was discussing that earlier, but if we're not seeing the Torah, it's a little bit hard to keep track. We want to make Amuna whole. That's what we're discussing. Kishute Amuna. So how do you bring Amuna to its totality, to its shlemus? By bringing those who are far from Amuna back to him. Now we know that could be talking about Bala Tshuva, can even be talking about Gerim, but even we have to look at ourselves. We ourselves, throughout the day, what's our percentage of emunah? You have to look at your emunah bar during the day. If you're not at 100%, then we have to be misaking to bring ourselves closer to the bonus shalom, and however we can. We start off the day modani 100%, but slowly throughout the day, 99, 98, 97, 96, it's like, you know, the battery on, you know, your iPhone goes, depending on how much complicated, you know, streaming or emails, whatever you're doing, the battery might go faster. You're losing your emunah. You put your emunah in the business world. You put your emunah in some other place. Once perfected, all the questions that would undermine emunah are eliminated. Like we discussed in the beginning, there's two types of questions. There's the questions that have answers, the questions that don't have answers. Sometimes the questions that have answers, but you don't know the answers, plague you more than the questions that don't have answers. And whenever you don't have an answer for something that you should have an answer, it's a question that should be able to be answered. You need emunah not to get broken from that. Not to allow the fear of that question or that person who's asking that question on you, even though you don't have an answer, to disallow that fear from coming in. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Shechina are joined in a state of yichud. Emunah, the Shechina, which are interchangeable, then pleads and advocates before Hashem. As it says, Book of God 108, Vazai ha'emunah hi mamtzelis. Mamtzelis is like a melech yosher. We always ask for an advocate. We ask for the melachim to be advocates. We ask for tzaddikim to be advocates on our behalf. We daven. That's why we go to Kibre Tzaddikim. We go to Uman. We ask for Menachem to be an advocate. We go to the Olof, the Lava Sherebi, to be an advocate. We daven on our behalf. Vazai emunah mamtzelis al rechokim v'Hashem izbarach shekar v'san. Then the emunah herself pleads and advocates before Hashem that she should bring back, or Kodesh Baruch Hu should bring back the spiritually distant ones. Those who are far from a Kodesh Baruch Hu are ourselves, who we've distanced ourselves. Vizehu, says Rabbi Nassim, Vayigashi Rabbi Yehuda, this is when Yehuda approached Yosef, by in Parshas Vayigash, when Yosef was about to reveal himself. Da tekruvta demalka b'malka kikamoka kapar. Well, we have to just read this because it's hard to understand without B.R.I. helping us, unless we were involved in Torah Samach Beis Rabbi Nassim. So let's read it. Page 108, the second paragraph here. This Yichud is alluded to in the verse, then Yehuda approached Yosef. The commentaries explain that this is the drawing close of one king, Yehuda, who's the Melech, Yisrael, to the other king, Yosef. Yosef is the king of Mitzrayim, hinting to the unification of the Kadosh Baruch Hu with the Shechina. The Medrash teaches that Yehuda said to Yosef, for you are just like Paro. That's the Pasuk, Ki Kamocha Kaparo. Just as Paro decrees but fails to carry out, you too decree but failed to carry out. So they explain. When joined in Yichud, there's a unification The Shechina pleads with the Kaddish Baruch Hu to show compassion for the spiritually distant ones. The Shechina is the Kaddish Baruch Hu's presence in this world. And therefore, the Shechina takes hits when Klal Yisrael sin, when people are far from the Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's called the Shechinta Begalusa. The Shechinta is in the offer, in the dirt. We try to raise the Shechina up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is never changing. It's above this world. When people sin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take any hits. It's above Emunah. It's 100% always. Shechina, Emunah goes up and down. So the Shechina says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she says, for you are just like Paro. In other words, you are known only from the word Faroa, which is revealed. What is revealed? Namely, a world essentially governed by nature. In this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at this world. You created a world, but you left it to nature, which is not Mother Nature, but it's the Shechina. And in that world, in the world we live in, the sun rises, the moon, the stars, your Hashgach is hidden. It's not clear that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. You have to look deeply. However, so the Shechina is pleading with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's this concealment that causes people to err in Emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'd give up. If you would show yourself a little bit, people would never err in Emunah. They start off the day, they believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you give them neshama back. But then the rest of the day, when they go to work, when they go eat, when they deal with people, they don't see you. It's very hard to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the day. And therefore, their Emunah goes down from 100, down to 80, down to 60, down to 40. Sometimes people go to zero. Thus, the Shechina begs the Kaddish Baruch Hu to make his Hashgacha known to them. How? By allowing those who are distant from him to witness that Tzaddik overturned the laws of nature. Allow people to get close to Tzaddikim, to see these Tzaddikim who changed the world. Well, we have to finish up now. Ma power goes away in Makayim, Avata goes away in Makayim, Ki Tzaddik Mevatel, Ayin Shem calls a Hated. Let's just read 109 on the top here, and then we're going to start a Mitzvah from tomorrow. Always days with every nonsense. This is the meaning of the Medrash's teaching, just as power decrees, i.e., nature dictates a certain course of cause and effect. That's how the world works. The Kaddish Baruch Hu created cause and effect. But it fails to carry out its program when a tzaddik nullifies it. The tzaddik stands above nature. Because the tzaddik is connected to Yud Kei Vav Kei, I wish we had more time to explain this. The tzaddik is connected to Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is above the Shechina, which governs and rules over the Shechina. You too decree that the world now be governed by nature, but fail to carry this out since the tzaddik prays and nullifies that too. Seeing you nullify your will to the will of tzaddik strengthens the emunah of those who are distant and brings them closer to you. When people get close to a tzaddik and they see how the tzaddik speaks and they see how the tzaddik connects to Kodesh Baruch Hu and how the tzaddik can daven for somebody and it works, that it brings a person to a very high level of emunah. So Rabbi Nachman, to study all this well, study Rabbi Nachman's Samech Beis, because Rabbi Nachman right now is going to now break it down and build us and expand more on this Torah of Rabbi Nachman. Mitzvah should be zochah tomorrow. Oz Beis, we're going to start strong, and we're going to learn halacha Beis of Rabbi Nachman, based on this Torah. Everybody should have a beautiful day.